backers hope a new charitable giving program will help Alaska service groups hit hard by the nation's economic downturn. But its proceeds will not make it into nonprofit groups' coffers until later next year. The Pick, Click, Give program stems from legislation introduced by a Southeast lawmaker, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The idea behind the new program is simple enough. Give Alaskans a chance to donate part of their permanent fund dividends to the charity of their choice. All people have to do is file for their PFDs online, designate the donation amount, and the group it will go to. Brenda Hewitt is director of the United Way of Southeast, which hopes to benefit from the program.
I think the fact that it's easy is going to be really helpful. So when you're getting that nice surplus money back, you can think about taking some of that funding and putting it back into the community that has provided so much for each one of us.
The program is called Pick, Click, Give, and it's being promoted by a group called the Alaska Giving Coalition. Chairman Jim Candarola says it's based on research showing an untapped potential in the state.
Unfortunately, Alaskans generally give, on average, less than our counterparts in the other 49 states. And then the number of Alaskans who actually make charitable contributions, also generally less of us contribute than would be the average across the United States.
It took legislation to create the program. Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas authored the bill.
Hopefully we'll see it'll be successful. And I think that the commitment that Rasmussen has put in there, I think will surely make it worthwhile because they've been a great giver in the district and throughout the state.
Thomas's measure gives the program a 3-year run. It will need legislative reauthorization to continue. Many social service agencies nationwide have reported a drop in donations. Some Alaska groups say the economic downturn has had less impact here, but groups that provide direct services, such as food banks and homeless shelters, report seeing more clients since the recession hit. Candarola of the Giving Coalition says the new program could fill some gaps, but not right now.
It's not going to help this year because the program really doesn't take effect until the 2009 dividend program, which begins with the application process in January. But we hope that this will assist, you know, a year from now, those organizations to not just supplement what they're doing, but hopefully grow and make available more resources.
The checkoff program includes about 330 nonprofit organizations. Candarola expects more to sign up in future years. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.